This is the Internet Multicasting Service.
Harper Audio presents Mae Sarton reading her own poetry. It reveals her unique vision through more than 5 decades of experiencing the natural world.
On a winter night. On a winter night, I sat alone in a cold room, feeling old, strange at the year's change in firelight. Last fire of youth, all brilliance burning, and my year turning, one dazzling rush, like a wild wish or blaze of truth. First fire of age, and the soft snow of ash below. For the clean wood, the end was good. For me, an image. For then I saw that fires not I burn down and die. That flare of gold turns old, turns cold. Not I. I grow. Nor old nor young, the burning sprite of my delight, a salamander in fires of wonder, gives tongue, gives tongue. Death and the Turtle. I watched the turtle dwindle day by day, get more remote, lie limp upon my hand. When offered food, he turned his head away. The emerald shell grew soft. Quite near the end, those withdrawn paws stretched out to grasp his long head in a poignant, dying gesture. It was so strangely like a human clasp. My heart cracked for the brother creature. I buried him wrapped in a lettuce leaf. The vivid eye sunk inward, a dull stone. So this was it, the universal grief. Each bears his own end knit up in the bone. Where are the dead, we ask, as we hurtle toward the dark, part of this strange creation, one with each limpet, leaf, and smallest turtle, cry out for life, cry out in desperation. Who will remember you when I have gone, my darling ones, or who remember me? Only in our wild hearts the dead live on. Yet these frail engines bound to mystery break the harsh turn of all creation's wheel. For we remember China, Greece, and Rome, our mothers and our fathers, and we steal from death itself rich store and bring it home. A celebration for George Sarton. I never saw my father old. I never saw my father cold. His stride, staccato, vital. His talk, struck from pure metal, simple as gold. And all his learning, only to light a passion's burning. So, beaming like a lesser god, he bounced upon the earth he trod. And people marveled on the street at this stout man's impetuous feat. Loved donkeys, children, awkward ducks. Loved to retell old simple jokes. Lived in a world of innocence where loneliness could be intense. Wrote letters until very late. Found comfort in an orange cat. Rufus and George exchanged no word. But while George worked, his Rufus purred, and neighbors looked up at his light, warmed by the scholar working late. I never saw my father passive. He was electrically massive. He never hurried, so he said, and yet a fire burned in his head. He worked as poets work for love, and gathered in a world alive. While black and white above his door spoke mystery, the avatar, an Arabic inscription flowed like singing, in the name of God. And when he died so swift, his death was like a final gift. He went out when the tide was full, still undiminished, bountiful. The scholar and the gentle soul, the passion and the life were whole. And now death's wake is only praise, as when a neighbor writes and says, I did not know your father, but his light was there. I miss the light. An observation. True gardeners cannot bear a glove between the sure touch and the tender root, must let their hands grow knotted as they move with a rough sensitivity about under the earth, between the rock and shoot, never to bruise or wound the hidden fruit. And so I watched my mother's hands grow scarred. She could heal the wounded plant or friend with the same vulnerable yet rigorous love. I minded once to see her beauty gnarled. But now her truth is given me to live. As I learned for myself, we must be hard to move among the tender with an open hand and to stay sensitive up to the end, pay with some toughness for a gentle world. Girl with cello. There had been no such music here until a girl came in from falling dark and snow to bring into this house her glowing cello, as if some silent, magic animal. She sat, head bent, her long hair all a spill over the breathing wood, and drew the bow. There had been no such music here until a girl came in from falling dark and snow. And she drew out that sound so like a wail, a rich, dark, suffering joy, as if to show all that a wrist holds and that fingers know when they caress a magic animal. There had been no such music here until a girl came in from falling dark and snow.
HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording. HarperCollins has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright law to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio has been provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity provided by UUNet Technologies and by MFS DataNet.